Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Phil Lynns. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stafford. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bill Stafford. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richardson moves to third. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stafford strikes out. Two outs. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a fly ball towards center. McCraw settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McCraw. Lynch moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle bunts towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Boyer steals second. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ward. Boyer moves to third. Bill Stafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stafford is 0 for 1 in the game. Stafford bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Phil Lynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Lynes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Lynes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland bunts towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Richardson covering, for the out. Romano moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone throws towards the plate. Edwards fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Edwards. Romano scores. Buford moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stafford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cater throws the ball in to Hansen, who relays the ball to Buford, who tags Boyer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Horace Clark pinch hits for Doc Edwards. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Schmidt now catching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive off the glove of Linz, and into shallow left field. Ward reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hansen trying to get to third. Tresh throws the ball into Boyer, who tags Hansen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Hector Lopez pinch hits for Bill Stafford. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. One out. Ray Barker pinch hits for Phil Linz. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 3 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Tony Kubek now playing shortstop. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Ramos covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ross Moschito pinch runs for Mickey Mantle. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tresh hits a line drive into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.